That term, safety net, we most often associate it with government programs, things like Medicaid, or public housing, food stamps. But those programs don't cover everything. And so a group of people in Olympia took this task to protect vulnerable people from the worst consequences of addiction and poverty on themselves. Sound Effects' Bethany Denton brings us the story.
It's a Monday evening in early autumn, and I'm waiting on a busy street in downtown Olympia when I see two women ride up on old mountain bikes towing behind them large black bins. They're both young and petite, both dressed in black boots, black jeans, and black hoodies, and they're here on behalf of an anarchist organization that is unique to Washington's state capital.
A volunteer-run, bicycle-based, 365-night-a-year street outreach program with basic emergency supplies and syringe exchange and naloxone distribution.
In Olympia.
In Olympia, Washington.
That's Cassie Burke. She's been volunteering for more than 14 years.
This organization is called the Emma Goldman Youth and Homeless Outreach Project, or Iggy Hop. My favorite definition of anarchy is just when people are able to have self-determination. And so I don't believe it's all right for a one giant authority to be able to dictate the terms of other people's lives.
The Emma Goldman Youth and Outreach Project gets its name from one of the most prolific radical anarchists of the 20th century. Emma Goldman believes strongly in, as Cassie calls it, self-determination, believing that every human being deserved the right to make their own decisions about how to live their lives.
I'm long-haired David, and I'm a street outreach worker here in Olympia for the injecting drug community. And it's our social responsibility to try to protect ourselves and that community from the disease of HIV and AIDS.
At the height of the AIDS epidemic in the early 1990s, a man who goes by the name Long-Haired David was tired of seeing the disease spread in his community. This was at a time before antiretroviral cocktails, and a lot of people were dying. Inspired by the words of his idol, Emma Goldman, he and some of his friends started riding their bikes around the city to ask people, particularly IV drug users, how they could help. Here's Tracy, one of Iggy Hop's original riders and the group's longest-standing volunteer.
We started out with just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Okay, that's our very humble beginnings. And it actually grew to people's basic needs, and it just kind of grew out from that.
This was also around the same time that Washington State was pioneering harm reduction services, including the first-ever government-sanctioned needle exchange in Tacoma. Harm reduction refers to the basic idea that addiction is complex and people who are using drugs still deserve access to life-saving measures like clean supplies and opiate reversal drugs like naloxone. And that's why Iggy Hop is not so much in the business of evangelizing sobriety as it is trying to give people supplies that will help keep them safe right now. Volunteers tell me that for Iggy Hop, the philosophy is first and foremost to build connections with the people who need it most.
And so the next time I see you and you tell me that you never share your syringe anymore, that's excellent. Keep that up, you know, and I'll be here for you. You come on, see me in, I'll have clean rigs for you and condoms, and we'll see about getting you in to see the doctor, and maybe one of these days you and I'll sit down, we'll talk about getting clean.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing? Do you need anything?
Not much has changed with Iggy Hop since the days of PB&J sandwiches. Here's Krista Kohler. She's the other volunteer tonight. She and Cassie have been riding together every Monday night for more than 7 years.
For me, like, riding on Mondays is just, like, such a beautiful way to start the week. Mm-hmm. Hi, Becca. You guys need anything? So we have two bikes that all riders use. They're both just old mountain bikes, and we have these burly trailers that are attached to the back. One is attached securely, the other one is attached via plastic ties, and we have this big red sharps container attached here where we'll collect all the dirty rigs that we get for the night. Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, what just happened?
Something just fell off, and so I'm trying to put it back on. It's a little ramshackle, but it gets it done. Just the amount of need in Olympia has increased quite a bit, and so the amount of supplies we bring down every night has increased quite a bit, and they don't necessarily fit as well as they used to. So it's just kind of a random jumble of, like, what can we bungee to this thing today? Did the bungee break? Do we have bike inner tube? Do we have rope? Do we have anything?
We'll make it work. We'll make it work. And I just picked up this big bag full of pastries. We've got like an entire bundt cake, it looks like, and incredible croissants.
Good haul.
Good haul.
Do you want to just jam it in here?
I'll just jam it in there. So one thing that is, I know that this seems a little wild because there's just stuff flying everywhere, but this will all be gone in 20 minutes.
Eggie Help volunteers are out every night, 365 nights a year, rain or shine. The volunteer shifts start at around 7 p.m. when they pick up donated food and coffee from downtown businesses, and then they move to a sidewalk near the bus depot and Interfaith Community Center. Tonight, Cassie and Krista park the bikes near a mostly empty parking lot. By the time they arrive, there are already a few people waiting for them, smiling, happy to see their friends arrive with pizza and coffee.
Do you mind describing the scene here?
Yes, there is about, I'd say around 20 people standing around, some folks I've known for a long time.
Soon, there's a bustle of people around, even a few families with kids and strollers. Some folks are just passing through, and others seem to know each other, sharing cigarettes and pastries.
And some folks, like, will have had a hard day, and so if we've known them for a long time, they'll want to talk through that, and so we try to be available to that while also, like, making sure that we're getting people what they need when they need it.
One of the bike bins is full of clothing, especially socks, and that one's the free bin. People are encouraged to go through and take whatever they need, and as the weather turns cold, Krista tells me that they'll start putting in tarps, sleeping bags, and tents for the people who are living outside. The second bike bin has medical supplies and is set up next to the sharps container. This is where the needle exchange happens.
I'm just putting a little kit together for someone. In this bag, I am putting together a bag of clean rigs and then all the supplies that we have. Hi, Terry. So that consists of alcohol wipes, which is really important to keep the skin clean before injecting. We pass out sterile water. We have clean cottons that we have individually bagged up. And a little cooker container that's all clean. And then ties for people.
Just that?
What would you say to someone who would see your work with Eggie Hop as encouraging drug use or as ultimately like a negative thing? Because I understand that that is not an abstract question. That is something you come up against.
I don't necessarily buy into the idea of enabling, because I think that folks that are already using drugs, already living on the streets, already just kind of submerged in that kind of lifestyle, like, that's just where they're at. Like, and I don't think that, like, it's anybody's place to feel like as a culture we can give people permission to live their own lives the way that they're at. And I just think that that kind of gatekeeping is really disingenuous to, like, the kind of world I want to be in. Drug use is scary. Poverty is scary for people. A lot of the time it's scary because it's really close. And I see a really big hole in our world, like in our town, in our world, where it's just like people aren't being taken care of and their humanity isn't being recognized. And it just feels really important to me to be part of something that just kind of fills that gap, even though we don't do it perfectly all the time. But I just, like, I see a need and I want it to be addressed.
Eggie Hop is community. Eggie Hop is connection. Pizza delivery. It's instant coffee. It's a sock exchange. It's a safety net. Check out that moon. Almost a full moon tonight.
Cassie and Krista stay until they're out of supplies, and by about 10:30, they're ready to call it a night. The two of them pack up, hop on the bikes, and ride off.